about what you're doing. And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
All righty. We are on the air. That's what they tell me. On this Tuesday night edition of Uncensored Radio Free America. Just got in the door, ladies and gentlemen. Didn't have time to breathe. Now, before I came on, didn't have time to breathe or anything else, but here I am, getting ready for the big snowstorm tomorrow. Could be 5 inches, maybe 2. Big, major. The fear mongers are at it again. They keep reminding us about the blizzard of 78. And they're all out now, buying their milk and their bread and their soda pop and their cereal and all of their other little accoutrements. Can you believe this? Wait till the big one happens. Wait till the weather modifiers really come out and start doing damage, ladies and gentlemen. You will not believe it. But anyway, we don't care. Tonight, back by popular, and I do mean popular demand, is someone that we have promised to bring back more often, and time goes by so quickly that we don't realize how much time has gone by. But he is back tonight. Mr. Eustace Mullins, author, lecturer, speaker, writer, composer, everything. You name it, he's it. And he is our expert on the Rothschilds and the world of the Illuminati. Good evening to you, Eustace Mullins.
Oh, good to hear from you.
Well, thank you. It's good to have you back, Eustace.
All right.
It's wonderful.
I'm right here all the time.
Yes, right in the hills of Virginia, huh?
Oh, I'm just a hillbilly.
Well, you're a very, very, I think, in-demand hillbilly. Not too many hillbillies that can do what you can do.
No. we're going to talk tonight about a man who was not a hillbilly. Woodrow Wilson was never a hillbilly. He was supposed to be an Irishman, but they never could find his father's home place in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
So it came to pass that researchers found that his father's name was Abraham Wilson.
Yeah.
He changed it to Wilson when he came to this country and became a Presbyterian preacher here in Stanton, Virginia.
Well, isn't that something?
Woodrow was born.
So what ethnicity was he actually?
I think he was Polish Jewish.
Uh-huh. Well, we talked about Woodrow Wilson last night when I read from his statement in 1917 to Congress, whereby he proclaimed that he was going to give the world democracy as our founding fathers supposedly had intended.
And well, George Bush is trying to do that, too. He's not doing too well.
Well, thank goodness he's not, but I'm afraid it won't stop him from trying, Eustace.
Well, Woodrow Wilson never stopped until he got paralyzed by
stroke.
Stroke.
Yeah.
No, nothing could stop him. That was the hand of the Lord there.
Well, hey, amen. Well, unfortunately, the damage had already been done.
Oh, it really was done, the damage.
Yeah.
They have a statue, not a statue, a cardboard cutout of full-length Woodrow Wilson in the Visitor's Center here in Stanton.
Mm-hmm.
And I go by it almost every day, and there's this guy peering out and grinning.
Yeah.
And he looks like a total lunatic.
And who is it?
This is Woodrow Wilson.
There you go. I figured. All right. Okay, welcome aboard. Eustace Mullins, my guest. We'll be right back with Eustace. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency, If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we're back now, right here on RBN, Republic Broadcasting. And none other than Eustace Mullins is with us. Eustace, I noticed that in all the books that you've written, and you've written quite a few, how many in all, by the way?
15.
15.
Uh-huh.
And you're working on about 38 more now?
I have 38 to do.
Okay. And I hope you're making progress with them.
Oh, I am making progress. The main one now is my autobiography, and I need to do a biography of Senator Joe McCarthy, a biography...
Yeah.
Of H.L. Hunt.
Yeah.
I was also a protege of his.
Yep.
And George Sylvester Viereck, who was the grandson of Kaiser Wilhelm First.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, I spent several years in Manhattan with him.
That's great. Now, of all the books you've written, and I notice you've written many, you have produced some that more than others really stand out. The Curse of Canaan is one of those books. That is in demand, isn't it?
It's they're offering $5,000 for a copy of it.
$5,000 now?
For a single copy.
Wow.
And I sold them for $15 a copy.
And they're rarer than hen's teeth now, huh?
Well, they are because...
What, did the ADL have a book-burning ceremony or something?
Well, they've had book-burning ceremonies for every one of my books. They're universally blacklisted, blackballed.
Well, that's probably why your books have been very successful.
Well, it is because when the American people find out that the State of Israel doesn't want them to read my books. They go out and get them.
Mm. I'll say, boy, you know, the Internet, thank goodness for the Internet.
Oh, they've jumped on the Internet. In fact, mm-hmm. I'm selling most of my books through the Internet right now.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's great, because now you can help support yourself, and, you know, it isn't easy. People sometimes don't believe it, but it's true. It's the people that do the most good that get the least amount of money and least amount of credit for their works, you know?
Oh, they
and
do.
And you're one of them, Eustace.
Well, the book business in America is the entertainment business.
Currently,
you got to write entertainment. And, of course, I write information only.
What are you writing? You mean you're not writing a book on Anna Nicole Smith?
Not tonight. I'm not.
Okay. All right. I knew you'd answer that one good. But anyway, you know, the other books that you have written. Well, you have written a lot about the bloodline of the Rothschilds.
Oh yes,
and their relationship to the Catholic Church.
That's right. And the Empire of Rome fell because they wouldn't protect the genetic pool.
Mm-hmm.
In ancient Rome, they had a law that plebeians, or ordinary people, couldn't marry a patrician,
mm-hmm.
the nobles.
Right.
And so the do-gooders campaigned against that law for 300 years, and they finally got it repealed.
Yeah.
And so now the plebeians could marry the patricians.
Mm-hmm.
And so Rome was gone within 100 years, just like that, just like you sunk the ship.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have alluded to the Rothschilds pretty much as Satanists that I guess it was, what was it, 1822, and they had adopted a powerful magic symbol for their coat of arms. Is that true?
Oh, yes.
And what was the symbol, you know?
Oh, the five lions. That was the five sons.
It was the five sons, huh?
Five sons. I had that on the cover of my book.
Right, right. That is interesting. And
well, that tells the whole story. How did the, Ansel Mayer Rothschild was simply a little coin dealer in a little German town. And from that, he had five sons, and they became the masters of Europe, just like that, in a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all trying to tricks to it. They never signed their own name. In fact, all of the communications between the Rothschild brothers in the various countries of Europe, they never signed anything. So if you ever brought a paper in signed by one of the Rothschilds, they would know it's fake because they never signed their orders.
I guess so. That's interesting, huh? They just gave the orders. They didn't have to sign them.
Oh, that's right. But they were very clever businessmen. There's no doubt about it.
What influence can you tell us from your research, Eustace, that you found from, you know, the Schiffs and the Rothschild family and all of the rest of them, did they have on the Catholic Church, on the Vatican, throughout the previous centuries?
Well, in 1824, the Rothschilds took over all the finances of the Catholic Church, which is a worldwide organization with money coming in from all over the world. So why did the Catholic Church decide to turn it over to the Rothschilds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what does all of that mean, Eustace? What does that add up to?
It was war against the world. These Zionists,
mm-hmm.
Who are in every town in Europe,
yeah,
just like they are in every town in the United States, they have been conducting war against the whole world for 5,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they declared war against the United States because they decided they could not hold up in the Middle East by themselves. So they decided to make war against the United States and force the United States to come in on their side.
Mm-hmm.
So at the same time they were making war against us, and that was in 1948, and in 1952, I became the first person ever discharged from the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C.
Mm, yes.
Because it was a very peaceful place, and it was a place of people of good character. So why did they fire me? The Anti-Defamation League was at that time chaired by Senator Herbert Lehman, a billionaire banker. And Lehman ordered me to be fired, so I was fired.
And without any reason or justification whatsoever?
Well, they said I was writing for a paper called The Social Creditor of London, an English paper on finance.
Yeah.
Ezra Pound got me the position of American correspondent of The Social Creditor, which was founded by the Social Credit Movement, in which Pound was very prominent.
And because you were writing for this English paper, you were somehow not qualified to serve any longer in the government.
Well, this English paper criticized the Bank of England and the Rothschilds occasionally.
Oh.
Not all the time, but they did criticize them. And
my.
They can't take any criticism.
I guess not.
So and I was out in the street.
You lost your job.
Well, this was the only place in the world I wanted to work in the United States, was the Library of Congress, because I was there with all those millions of books. And when I got inside and saw all those millions of books, I found out that they didn't have any of the information that I wanted. They had no book on the Federal Reserve System. Mm-hmm. They had no book on the American Medical Association. And that's why I had to write all these books, because they weren't in the Library of Congress. No one had written them. And that launched my writing career.
Uh-huh. And you paid quite a price, but you never...
I paid quite a price.
You never surrendered, though. You never knuckled under.
I never knuckled under for one day. I'm telling you, I've been through privations.
Yeah,
recently, right. My telephone mm-hmm. has been electronically dislocated for the last 3 months.
Again.
And people were calling me. Well, mm-hmm. they've done this over the last
repeatedly.
10 or 12 years.
Uh-huh.
But people were going crazy. They were calling me for 3 months. They couldn't reach me.
Mm-hmm.
And so Pastor James of the Christian Identity Church in Colorado wanted me on his program again. I had done his program several times.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me for 3 months, and always got a busy signal. So mm-hmm. he called the local police station and asked them to send a policeman up here to see if I was alive or not. And a policeman came up here and knocked on my door with a flashlight.
Yep.
And asked me if I was all right. And I said, yes, I'm all right. And they said, Pastor James asked us to call you
mm-hmm.
and to come by and see if you're all right. And they've done this before. This has happened to me about 25 times in the last 10 years. They come here at 1 o'clock in the morning, the police at my door on Saturday night. And I go down and answer the door. The policeman is standing there. And they say, are you all right? I said, yes, I'm all right. And they say, they can't reach you. And I said, that's because of electronic interference with my telephone. So then they go away and they're happy.
And you're not able to put a stop to it?
Well, I can't put a stop to it. It's done electronically from New York, probably. And there's no way in the world anybody could trace it.
But yet you've had these persistent interferences and problems with no end result being the stopping of it. I mean, that's kind of bizarre, to say the least, isn't it?
It is bizarre, and it's a criminal offense to interfere with any telephone conversation in the United States.
So it must be the criminals that are doing it, then, huh?
Of course it's criminals, because mm-hmm. they're not worried about the police or anything
mm-hmm.
else.
Mm-hmm.
But because the police came up here, they were listening in and communications, and they found out the police were on their way here. So they reopened my phone, and my phone has been open for the last 4 days, for probably the first time in years. I get calls all day long.
I can testify to that. Yeah, you're busy, and you have been, getting a lot of feedback, mail as well. We've given your address out, as we will again tonight. Be that as it may, you also have had a little difficulty, because you're not driving. You cannot drive, you said, right?
I'm under house arrest. I cannot drive a car away from my house. They had 25 squad cars stop me the last time I went to the grocery store
mm-hmm.
to get a dozen eggs. So that's the last time I've been able to drive my car.
And how long ago was that, Eustace?
That was April 3rd.
Wow, last April, huh?
Yeah, and I was fined $2,000 for driving on an expired license, which they had refused to renew for the last 5 years. And I'd been driving 72 years right here in this town
mm-hmm.
without an accident.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Or a ticket of any kind.
That is incredible. So you are a prisoner of your home. You're not able to drive, huh?
Not able to drive. And my relatives, because of all the pressure, are afraid to even come to see me or to call me.
Oh, my. All right, let's hold that thought. Let's be back to Eustace and talk about this, and we'll join in with our callers soon. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams, Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
C Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
And he's on with the beleaguered and besieged Eustace Mullins. Eustace, you talk about your plight with being not able to drive and without a license. Of course, many people say you should drive anyway because you don't need to be licensed to
drive.
Well,
that's true. I don't need. The only thing they require is a commercial license for commercial operation.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Yes.
If I'm driving a personal car on personal business, I don't need a driver's license.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I spoke in White Sulphur Springs a couple of months ago in West Virginia, and the minister, who's the head of this organization, he's been suing the West Virginia state government for years, but they took his driver's license mm-hmm. or refused to renew it. Mm-hmm. And he has sued them and won in court twice, but they still won't give his license.
Well, good. He doesn't need a license then. From what we're told, he does not require a license
not
for what
at all.
He's doing.
But, you see, they were trying to kill me because I do need some medical attention from time to time. And by refusing to renew my driver's license and arresting me for driving my car, mm-hmm. they were preventing me from getting medicine or medical attention.
Well, now, have you ever had to call for a rescue or ambulance or anything?
No, I always drove myself to the hospital.
Yeah. Well, now, you weren't in very serious condition, right? Or you would have obviously had an emergency.
Well, I had heart trouble, and I had kidney stones, which are very painful.
Oh, sure.
And I drove myself to the local hospital. It's 5 miles away.
But, you know, it's interesting, Eustace, how despite all of the adversities, you have been in remarkably good health for your age, haven't you?
Well, that's the Lord's will. I'm not busy all the time, and I've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I'll hang in there as long as I'm able to work.
Right. And you are working essentially alone, right?
I work alone and live alone. I prepare all my own food. Well, because it's not a restaurant you could eat in this town, which was, you'd have a month's heartburn right there.
Oh, my. Oh, you're really too much. I enjoy it. I enjoy every minute of it. But despite all of this, you know, your books that you have managed to write and get published over the years have been monumental. And now you mentioned before on this program that you are going to go back to print. You're going to try to get more copies of these books.
Oh,
like
I got
the
five
Curse
of my
King.
Best books. I got to reprint them in the next 3 months.
But now, what has been the problem? What has been the holdup there? Was it because of your lack of transportation?
Actually, that was my main part, because I couldn't drive up to the printers. The printer's 25 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't drive up there to take care of business.
Well, now you know that we can probably help you with friends that listen and are in your area that maybe can take you to do certain things like that to get publishing and doing all of this once again. So if anyone out there wishes, we can probably, through my producer here, put them in touch with Eustace if you want, Eustace, any help.
Oh, I need help. I need
all
help
right.
every day.
All right. Well, good. Then words of the wise should be sufficient.
The printer is exactly 25 miles away, so it's a 50-mile round trip. And that'll take care of all the business.
Well, that's good, because, you know, there are people out there right in your neighborhood who listen and who will support you, listen to us. And, you know, the thing is, your books now, though many of them have gone out of print now, are probably more relevant today than they were when they were written.
They're more relevant because they have never been challenged. They're written from government books at the Library of Congress.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And not all that, that had never been reviewed and never carried in bookstores.
Right.
And the idea of selling a book which has never been reviewed or carried in bookstores is unheard of in this country. It's never been done before.
Well, until the Internet.
Yes.
And the last decade or so, your readership has probably, it's probably been greater thanks to the Internet than it has ever been because of the millions of potential readers that you're reaching, Eustace.
Well, I'm reaching them with the information they want, but also there are 18 plagiarized versions of my Federal Reserve book in print.
There are?
There are 18 versions, and I can't do anything legally about it, although I have the copyrights,
mm-hmm.
because these people have simply boldly copied the books and are selling them. And one woman who was a good customer of mine in Canada, and I didn't have any more books to sell her. I was out of books. And so she had them copies of my books, five of my best-selling titles. She had them reprinted in Canada and is selling them herself.
Well, that's just fantastic. I'm happy to hear that. And some of the topics I want to cover tonight, I just began talking about when we first opened the mic, was on the influence and the Masonic lodges and the Catholic Church. And also here in America, the Rockefellers actually bought people like Harry Emerson Fosdick, I believe.
Oh, they bought everybody.
Yeah. And
he was one of their most, he was probably one of their cheaper conquests.
Yeah, but the so-called modernist movement, the Federal Council of Churches in the previous century, was a work of the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds in America to try to finance this liberal so-called Christianity to pervert the whole missions of the churches. So when we come back, I do want to get into that and the Fed and current events, and we'll invite callers to join in, 800-313-9443. Eustace Mullins, our guest. And I'm Rick Adams. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We're back. We're having a lot of fun. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams with Eustace Mullins, the very renowned Eustace Mullins. We already have people lined up to speak to you, Eustace, but... I just found what you were saying to be so interesting, your historical research about how these banks in Europe, these Kenite bankers, as I like to call them, managed to influence all aspects of life and set up their little dummy fronts and finance these lodges and Masonic orders and right into the Church of Rome, you know, right into the Catholic Church. And how many popes over the centuries have you gathered, do you know, have not been even Catholic, my friend?
Oh, they got them from everywhere. And since 1824, when they turned their finances over to the Rothschilds, well, obviously somebody persuaded them to do that. They didn't do it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And so since 1824, I think they've had it all sewed up.
Yeah, but there have been quite a few people who have been mysterious popes throughout the centuries, and I know the names have sounded Italian, they've sounded, you know, French, and so on and so forth, but many of them, we were told, were not who they said they were, and they were actually front men for the Rothschild families.
And, oh, they were front men, but they're also known for what they were. They were phonies. Some of them were called the Antichrist Pope, and some of them were called the Black Pope.
Yep.
They got them from everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. And you have written about this in your various books. And what was the one, The Secrets of the Federal Reserve? Was that the one?
And The Curse of Canaan.
The Curse of Canaan.
Yeah.
And you, especially The Curse of Canaan.
Oh, yeah.
And that was absolutely comprehensive.
Well, that's the one that they were really wild about. They're offering up to $5,000 a copy for it.
That's incredible. And they've been selling now on, what, Amazon?
Oh, yeah, they're selling on Amazon. They're selling all over the Internet.
Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing. I'm going to see if I can fetch up a few old copies. And then we'll keep the program rolling.
Well, I think people are realizing they're bringing these prices, and so they're letting the Internet know that they have a copy for sale.
It's amazing the role that men like Napoleon had in working for the international banks, and men like Cromwell, financed by Jews, and helped the Jews gain power in England.
And yes, the Bush family came to this country after Cromwell died and lost out. They had to get out of England. They came to. That's why the Bushes are in this country.
And why do they have to leave England?
Because they were Cromwellites.
Uh-huh.
And you see, there was a popular revolution against the Cromwellites.
Mm-hmm.
They were driven out of England. The Bushes were refugees.
Yeah, and now they came here, unfortunately.
Well, they came here. A lot of them came here.
Now, speaking of the Bushes and George Bush, and I think you have mentioned enough times and agreed that he certainly definitely is not of good mental mind, a mental state. And we have seen in recent days the way he's behaving. It's pretty much more obvious now than ever before that he is a psycho case, a basket case.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
And this man is prepared now, in the view of many, to take America down that road to ruin and destruction with a total, complete annihilation of Iran and Syria and ultimately Saudi Arabia in the near future. How do you feel about that, Eustace?
Well, we now have a national war party. It's neither Democrat nor Republican, but it's a war party. It's financed by the Federal Reserve System.
Yeah.
Because, you see, when the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 was passed to get it through Congress, they generously offered to donate all their profits to the U.S. Treasury. And that sounded too good to pass up, so that's why they passed the Federal Reserve System in 1913 in the first place. Well, of course, they promptly reneged on it and never paid a penny to the U.S. Treasury. And also, the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 removed the U.S. Treasury as the fiscal agent of the United States and named the Federal Reserve Bank as the fiscal agent of the United States. And that Act of 1913 has rendered all contracts in the United States, all legal and business contracts, are invalid because the government was removed from directing economic operations.
And the Roosevelt administration consummated that deal with the bankruptcy of the United States and the confiscation of private ownership of gold?
Oh, yes. That was done as a dictatorship because that's pure dictatorship. So there's no other explanation for it.
It's amazing how this Roosevelt machinery, with the blessings of the media, could get away with what they got away with in the 1930s. It was wholesale theft, plunder, and ultimately warmongering right into the European and Asian theaters, directed by communist agents from the Kremlin. This man was a real depraved individual, Roosevelt.
Oh, he really was. Not only was he a cripple, but you see, he was considered a joke as a political prospect. And he found a woman in New York called Bella Moskowitz, and she had previously gotten Al Smith elected as governor of New York.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She told Roosevelt she could get him elected governor and maybe president later on because she put together an alliance of union leaders, Zionists, and communists, and that encompassed everybody in New York. She had them all lined up. And so Bella Moskowitz actually put Roosevelt in the White House, and so he named He was already a protege of Woodrow Wilson, you see, in 1917.
That's right. That's
right. Assistant Secretary of War. And also General Colonel House, Edward Mandel House, was running Washington at that time for the Rothschilds.
That's right.
And so it all fitted together beautifully, and it seemed to work, and the American people had not a clue about any of this.
Obviously they didn't know what was going on.
They didn't know who was who or what they represented. Here was Colonel House and Franklin Roosevelt back in Washington. They had been there in World War One. They're going to be there in World War Two.
And, you know, the one thing I was just saying to somebody today, over coffee, that we bump into people occasionally and we get talking like this and we say, it's amazing how these criminals could get away with so much. And yet there were men in the early days when radio was young, men like Father Coughlin, who were exposing the Roosevelt treachery and the treason, and Henry Ford, of course, and others who were doing what they could to bring about an enlightenment. And these people were driven right into oblivion. Father Coughlin was taken off the air.
Oh, yes. He was ordered off the air by the Pope himself because one of Roosevelt's chief assistants was Frank Cuneo, a very wealthy man from Chicago. And so Roosevelt asked him to do something about Father Coughlin. And so Cuneo went right to the Pope and got the Pope to order Coughlin on off the air, just like that.
It's
that was
incredible.
The end of his radio speeches.
And I've read many of his speeches and many of his writings. And
oh, they're wonderful.
I mean, I didn't agree with a lot, some of them, as populism and so forth, and economics necessarily. Most of the things I agreed with him on. But I would say that as from a Christian perspective, he certainly, he rocked quite a few boats in his day.
Oh, he was a hero.
He was.
I've been in his shrine of the little feller in Detroit, his church. And
right.
It's a beautiful church. It's a wonderful experience.
Absolutely. It's just, looking back, people need, our young people don't know very much about that era, and they don't know how America was taken over and betrayed way back nearly almost a century ago. And they need to know because now they're getting of draft age, and when the draft is reinstituted, these one-worlders have this global army, and the United States exhausting itself all over the world, it'll be them who will be called and told, you've got to go. You're going to go.
But when the National War Party orders you to go, you have to go.
Well, I know who's going
to be. Country.
Yeah, I mean, in my case, I've always been a conscientious objector to wars that involve crossing oceans and crossing borders, unless there's a real reason to go to war. So, that is my legal defense, and always has been as a Christian.
Well, Christ has always been for world peace.
That's right, and not war unless it is justified in self-defense.
Oh, yeah.
And when was the last time we really and truly defended ourselves, our Constitution, or our nation? I don't know, to be honest with you.
George Bush wants us to attack Iran to defend our country.
In order to defend freedom, he wants to become a tyrant, and he's already become one.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's take some calls for Eustace Mullins, 1-800-313-9443. And let me start with Jim in Texas. Hello, Jim, you're next.
Hello, am I on?
You are on, Jim.
Well, first of all, I'd like to state that I've never been known as one to bandy compliments about, but being able to talk to Eustace is kind of like being able to talk to Benjamin Franklin or Thomas Paine or Thomas Jefferson, any of those guys. This guy is a legend.
Amen.
To anybody that's got a half a brain cell, he's a legend, and I consider it quite a compliment just to be able to talk to him. But to go back to your Woodrow Wilson, this guy was a complete waste with his Colonel Mandel House running the show and Bernard Baruch and appointing Louis Brandeis to the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. What a waste. But he's lionized as a hero to the American public, with his famous 14 points settlement of the First World War, which is completely ignored when they got to the Versailles to to sign the actual peace treaty. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing what the media can get away with. They can make completely contradictory statements, talking about his famous 14 points and then eliminating what actually happened at Versailles in 1919.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, and at Versailles, you know, he introduced the doctrine of ethnic self-determination.
Absolutely.
Yes. And nobody knew what it was, and they kept asking him, what is this? Define it. And nobody had ever heard of it, because I guess he just invented it on the spot. And Wilson could not give him one word explaining the doctrine of ethnic self-determination. And
it sounded good, though.
That's what they created in the Middle East, you know, with the Arab republics.
And
Iraq was created by Wilson at the Versailles Peace Conference in 1919.
And
it was created out of nothing.
And how many people know what percentage of our Jewish brethren was in the American delegation to the Versailles Peace Conference?
Oh, they were in all the delegations. There were Jews from all over the world.
I think there were like 180 out of 220 or something
that. Oh, yes. Well, Max Warburg represented Germany at the Versailles Peace Conference, and his brother Paul Warburg, who wrote the Federal Reserve System, represented the United States. I mean, it was just old home day.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I wonder who came out winners on that one.
Well, the United States lost on all counts.
The United States gained nothing out of it.
No,
absolutely
nothing.
Eustace, does the title Co-Masters of the World of Media mean anything to you?
The co-masters of the world?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard that particular term. But
it has to do with your own research. You might remember in who owns the TV networks and who owns the papers going back to the 19-teens, actually, in the 20s. The New York Times, the Post, and the BBC.
We've got Rupert Murdoch now. Rupert Murdoch is the master of the media universe today.
What was the New York Times famous editor that stated that freedom of the press belongs to those who own the press, so to speak?
Yes, yes.
Swinton, I believe his name was.
Yes, yes, that's right, Swinton.
Oh, yeah, Swinton. That goes way back.
And he was the managing editor and made that address. He said, none of you will dare tell the truth, and you know it. Because
you'd be fired tomorrow.
You'll be fired and out of work. That's right, that's right.
And once you get fired, you can never be hired again.
That's the blacklisting that they do. The blacklisting. Yeah, sure.
They might be hired for a tri-yearly publication out of some county in the middle of Idaho or something, but they will never be heard anywhere on the national or even semi-local stage. That's how they work it, you know.
Oh, absolutely. You take guys like Walter Duranty and people like that who are prostitutes for the press, sold their souls. And I get a kick out of these people today when one paper criticizes another and says, look at that, Jason Blair was a liar. And the editors of the New York Times told him to, please, we know you're lying, but we're going to try to keep your lies manageable. We'll work with you. And then we had Judith Miller lying about Saddam Hussein. And then in the 50s, we had Herbert Matthews lying. And going back to the 30s and Walter Duranty in the 20s, and all these people were lying right from the beginning, and they even received Pulitzer Prizes for it.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Duranty got his Pulitzer Prize for his coverage of the Russian Revolution and the aftermath of that.
Everything
he said was a lie.
He couldn't find any persecution under Stalin. My goodness, he looked everywhere.
Well,
absolutely.
Billy Graham couldn't find any either.
Well, that's true. Billy Graham said that if we can't have the Ten Commandments in the schools, let's have the thoughts of Chairman Mao. How's that, huh?
Yes,
this
indeed.
Is all hilarious if you got a realistic view of history. It's hilarious the things they got away with.
Tragically humorous, yes.
That's right.
You wonder how could they possibly do that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
But
well, they
can't
take it with them. They never realize that.
They have no shame whatsoever.
Oh,
no,
they couldn't
and they
shame.
Know the people are too dumb to understand, like Harry Hopkins said.
Oh,
I
Harry
repeat
Hopkins.
That. I repeat that
fellow.
All the time.
Oh, yeah.
Harry Hopkins is another, and Morgenthau and all these, they're very fine fellows in the Roosevelt administration.
Mm-hmm.
I realize, Rick, that you're a big admirer of Roosevelt. But
I am.
I hate to say anything bad about
him. I have a statue of him in my house, and Eustace has ones, too. We each have a statue.
I'm old enough, not as old as you.
I've gone to Hyde Park.
I'm old enough to know what happened during the Depression, because my father was wiped out during the Depression and with a bank holiday in, what was it, 31 or something?
No, it was 33.
Yeah, 33.
Right.
He had a grocery store, and he owned some rental property, and that bank holiday wiped him out. So he was naturally born a Roosevelt hater. So I kind of grew up as a little kid. I wasn't born until 41, but I realized from listening to what actually happened and how he was ruined and what Roosevelt actually did to the middle class, so to speak, the middle class back then. So I'm well aware of what actually happened.
Mm-hmm. Because, well, you know, when I went to Hat Park, I went with three members of the famous treason trials.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And
Elizabeth Dilling?
Conrad Grebe and two other guys. I knew Elizabeth Dilling quite well in Chicago.
Yeah.
But they had
a
guard there.
She was a brilliant writer, by the way.
They had a guard there by his tombstone. And one of the guys said, do you think Roosevelt is really in there? And the guard says, you know, a lot of people ask me that.
All right, we got a break. Hey, thank you for your call, Jim. Mm-hmm. Appreciate your admiration. We'll be right back with our next callers right after these messages on RBN Live, right here with Rick Adams and Eustace Mullen. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
And we are back with Eustace Mullins tonight, and we're going to take more calls at 800-313-9443. Eustace, you said you were going to drop some little bombs tonight. You had some information that you were going to share with us, you wanted to talk about. Can you do that now?
Well, I've been working on this National War Party thing,
mm-hmm.
and I developed that quite a bit, and I found out that Israel in 1948, the High Council of Israel, mm-hmm. and meeting at the Israeli Parliament, decided that they couldn't make it alone and that they had to have the United States totally in their power mm-hmm. in order to survive. So they decided the only thing to do is to have an undeclared war against the United States at the very time they were boasting that they were the U.S.'s only ally in the Middle East. So they had 8,200 Zionist cells in the United States.
8,200?
8,200 is an enormous operation. This is the biggest fifth column in world history. And they decided they would use 8,200 Zionist cells to go after Americans who criticized Israel. That's why I was fired from the Library of Congress
mm-hmm.
in 1952. And along with hundreds of other government employees, they took over the government of the United States and dictated who could be hired and who could be fired.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that undeclared war against the United States, which has been waged since 1948, actually Israel is the only enemy of the United States in the world. So anyone who helps Israel today is giving aid and comfort to an enemy of the United States in time of war.
Well, now we can start with George and Dick. Bush and Dick Cheney.
Well, Dick Cheney's chief of staff, Scooter Libby,
mm-hmm.
is one of the neocons that's mm-hmm. on trial mm-hmm. in Washington today. Mm-hmm. And it's just starting. You're going to see all these people indicted for treason, just like yeah. they indicted Ezra Pound.
Well, I would love to see that happen.
I don't know if it's going to happen, but it will happen because it's got to happen, because otherwise we're going to plunge into war with Iran.
I think we're going to plunge into war anyway, and I think what they'd like to do is have that as the excuse to lock down, shut down, and completely destroy the Constitution.
Oh, certainly. Well,
yeah.
They've already done that with home security, you know.
Yeah, but see, this time Bush can say he's going to declare himself emperor, and we don't need a constitution anymore, because after all, it's just a GD piece of paper, as he says, and we can eliminate the Supreme Court and Congress while we're at it, and we'll just have one man, and maybe Chertoff of Homeland Security can help run the country and keep us safe from those nasty little Arabs.
Oh, he was on television tonight. He was on the Dick O'Reilly show.
Bill O'Reilly?
Bill O'Reilly.
Uh-huh. Who was on? Chertoff?
Chertoff was on.
The son of the devil himself, huh?
Bill O'Reilly tonight. And
yeah.
God, he's the most sinister-looking individual you've ever seen on television.
It is true that when you look up Chertoff's name in the dictionary, his picture appears as Satan himself.
Oh, yes. Well, the name Chertoff, I was told, mm-hmm. means devil.
Yes, that's right.
It's the family name.
It is, and it certainly is the family game as well. But, you know, that's incredible. I mean, when you think about it, that George Bush and these neocons are smirking and giggling and laughing at us as they continue to set the stage for world war. And they want war because war is the only thing that can help enrich them and bring about the destruction of the very country which they claim they're defending by striking out and starting war.
Well, this National War Party in Washington, we were warned against it by President Eisenhower. He said the military-industrial complex.
And he ought to know. He was part of it.
Yes, he knew. He played golf with them. He knew.
Yeah.